Wake up! The Humble Coffee Bean, small but mighty. Compact, but filled with many wonderful things, much like this show. Guys, I want you to know, we've been listening to your requests on the Morning Bean. To the whiny people out there who want this show to be shorter, we hear you. We thought it was going to come to this. It has. We tried to cut this video down to about 15 minutes. So, welcome to the new and improved Morning Bean.
And without further ado, Ipa Lenoitzen Jacab Yad.
No, he didn't just have a stroke.
I said, Happy National Backward Day, backwards. So, to celebrate, we're going to do a little game we call Backworm.
If you guys didn't watch the video yesterday, you won't know what these are. But if you did, good on you. Good on you, mate. How many we got?
Oh, we got a lot.
Kind of separate them? Or you not make a mess?
No, how about I just do it all?
Okay. Does that mean you lose or win?
I don't know.
Three, four, I think it's both. I've got eight.
You got eight?
Let's get ten.
Three, six, eight, ten. Ten. Can you count? Can you double count?
No.
Okay. Well, it's obvious that you have to separate the greens from the reds.
If you can't see us, you should probably get your eyes checked. But if you can't see this back here, it's a wastebasket.
Let me show you where it's at, exactly where it's at. I don't know why he's cheating.
That's exactly where it's at. He didn't make it, but that was his first shot. Allow me to try. I didn't make it
either. Judging by the sound it made?
I hit a light bulb.
I know he didn't make it. Here's mine, and let me show you where it's at again. Did I make it?
Nope. You watch for me.
Okay. We should have done greens and reds. Yeah, we should do that.
No. You watch for me. Tell me. I'll watch for you.
All right. I'm not going to tell you where that hit. It's so close. Nope. I'll tell you, I need a little more distance on that one.
Okay. Same to you.
Rats, scallions.
Ready?
Yep. Oh, so close.
Dang it. What happens if we don't make them? We both have to do the thing?
I think so. Okay. I think so. The thing.
Yeah, there's a punishment at the end of this. You watching for me?
Yep. Nope.
Dang
close.
It. Oh, that was so cool.
I hate hearing those words.
Watch for me.
Nope, you got rejected by the beam.
You made it.
Did I make it?
That's one for Trevor.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the beam again. We almost got hit in the head.
The beam? Oh, the one way up top?
Did I make it again?
No.
Oh, dang it.
But I wish you would have. I
thought I made $1 million. That was really, really close. You're a little deep. Just a little.
Oh, a little shallow on your end.
Beamer. You're beaming out. The Beamer bent to Bentley.
It's so hard in the morning, but it looks like I'm going to be the loser. This is my last one.
Oh, yeah.
So the loser, unfortunately, is me.
Let me clean the table.
Yeah, allow.
Sanitize.
This is coffee syrup. We found that it's sickeningly sweet. We found that it is... Sorry for my chair making noises. We found that it's sickeningly sweet, and Trevor said the loser would have to take a shot of this completely unnatural nonsense. There you go. Jordan's Skinny Syrups, s'mores flavor. So
not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor at all. We don't have any sponsors. We don't have any money. Oh, it smells terrible.
I'll just keep drinking this as I watch the loser bask in his loserliness.
You're gonna be give me a countdown.
Yeah, I'll give him a countdown. 29, 28, 2, 1. Shoot her down.
Oh. It's up.
Is it good? Is it that good?
Yeah, it is that good.
You want more? You want more?
Oh, it tastes like sweetened cough syrup.
Oh! That sounds pretty good. I like regular cough syrup, so... Oh. Actually, the children's cough syrup? I'm not promoting to misuse medication by any means.
Oh my gosh, I need water.
Holy moly, if it's that or Kool-Aid, it's...
See that rubbing alcohol over there?
It's close.
Hand me that rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, wash her down. Ooh. Wash her down with it.
Okay, well, there's that for you. My stomach's about to get wrecked. We've got a positive story for you.
What is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't see.
So I read this morning, and it's pretty beautiful, really. So, you know how engagements go. We were once engaged. But in this story, specific story, the bride to be, unbeknownst, of course, but her sister just got married. Okay, that's how the story starts.
So she was jealous.
Maybe, I don't know. Didn't read into it that far, but I'm just going to give you the facts. Then the father, the day after, gives the boyfriend of the sister of the bride. Okay.
The sister just got married yesterday.
Now the father gives the sister of the bride's boyfriend an heirloom engagement ring. Okay. So he's holding this precious gem and he's playing the big day. They move into a new house prior to getting engaged. They lose the heirloom ring. Only he knows, the boyfriend.
Oh, snap. Yeah, because she has no idea.
Right. Nor the father.
We should have used those little cups.
Yes. Yes, we should have. But, so the father doesn't even know. In the middle of moving, lost it. They take it back road one day to go, I don't know what they're doing. But, the boyfriend sees a post on the tree. A posted, you know, like wanted sign kind of thing. How you see dogs are missing.
Right.
Reward. You know, alien missing.
Right.
Like that.
Some of you lose your alien. I've seen it.
I hate when I lose my alien.
I've seen it.
By the way. But it says engagement ring found. Heart drops, of course. Dramatic. He calls the number.
And?
Drops the wife or the fiance to be off at the house and said he's going to go walk the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Calls the number. Meets up with the guys. They had the ring.
And they posted that note on a tree.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Hey, there's good people out there, y'all.
So, peace.
On earth.
And goodwill to men.
Yeah.
That's all we have.
We haven't referenced yet the fact that we're both wearing cardigans. We do this often unintentionally.
We're cardigan
not
boys.
Not wear cardigans, but we just match accidentally. So,
introducing the cardigan boys.
When we walked in to the building, we simultaneously threw up.
And then started singing an NSYNC song.
Because
speaking
this
of
is
which,
disgusting.
It's Justin Timberlake's birthday today.
It is his birthday.
So,
happy birthday, Justin. We know you watch our videos.
Shout out to Justin Timberlake.
Shout out to JT. Now it's time to go into the food sample. Yeah. Trevor, close those eyes.
Time for me to have some breakfast. You already had your cough syrup.
Close those eyes.
They're sealed. Both eyes are sealed.
They better be.
I opened them for a second, but I didn't see anything. I heard a can.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something pickled, isn't it?
You wish. No. This one is a... this one is a very mild one. I'm going to do a whole spoonful.
A whole spoonful?
Yeah.
Of a mild one?
Yeah.
What am I doing? How do I do it?
I'll give you a sniff test. Don't move your head. And sniff. Smell anything?
What the... It smells like ravioli.
Okay. That's not what it is at all. So now you still have to eat.
Chef Boyardee, not a sponsor?
Chef Boyardevin. Ready? Go. Yep.
What's going on?
You tell us what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
There's like a lot of seeds.
There's a lot of seeds? That's unfortunate. I must have dropped my seeds in there this morning. Those chia seeds that I've been...
Trying to grow some cheetahs. Yeah,
trying to grow some cheetahs.
Can I open my eyes yet? Seeds. Can I open my eyes yet?
I don't know. You want to take a guess? Any new guesses now that you've tasted?
Still going with Chef Boyardee.
Incorrect! And your time's up. It is La Costeña Chipotle sauce. I thought it was going to be hotter than that. I was really trying to get him.
It's pretty good.
But apparently it just tasted like a very low-grade tomato sauce. That's unfortunate.
Hmm.
All right.
Not bad, though. I would probably eat the rest of that if you'd let me.
Nope.
Oh, dang it.
I have to use that for my meal tonight. It's going in a meal. You told me that there was something going on. Today.
Yeah.
It's January 31st, is that right?
Yeah, and actually, 31st? probably about a half hour from now. So after you watch the video, you might want to go outside and see if you can gaze upon, if it's not cloudy, the super blue blood moon. This is the first time since 1866 this phenomena has occurred. So
that's phenomenal.
What is that? So what is that? Super, okay, super moon. You know, they appear about 17% larger and like, I think 13% brighter.
So this is in the time when it's orbit, it's at the part of its orbit where it's closer to Earth.
Closest, yeah, because, you know, the moon is in an elliptical orbit.
Not so a perfect circle, y'all. If you're looking at me, it doesn't look like a...
So it's wider this way than this way. So it's in this, one of these spots right here, supermoon. That's happening today. What's the next part? Blue moon.
Blue.
So the blue part is, this is the second full moon within this calendar month.
Mm-hmm.
That's once in a blue moon. That rarely happens.
Within a calendar month?
Within 1 month. So we had one January 2nd, and today is January 31st, because it's a 28-day cycle.
That's impressive. So it would be incredible for that to happen inside the month of February. Like, it would take perfect.
Yeah, it'd be insane.
That'd be cool.
I think actually, the next time you'll see a blue moon will be a little less than a year from now. So next January, I think.
Oh, it'll be long gone by then.
Was that a doomsday prophecy?
Yes.
Speaking of doomsday, the blood moon.
Blood moon.
It's going to be a total lunar eclipse.
Which means
the sun and moon are being broken up.
There you go.
By the Earth.
There you go.
The Earth is splitting them. So the light that's hitting the Earth.
Yes.
Being bent around and reflecting off the moon, giving it a reddish hue. Didn't get direct sunlight. And the moon part, that means it's a ball of cheese circling Earth.
And that happens at what time this morning? You said half hour
about,
from now. What's
about
that?
7, I think 7:12 is the maximum eclipse time.
Sweet. Right now we're going to leave you with some meditation moments. And I say leave you. We have a few more things after this. We're going to do a meditation moment. I'm not going to stop the nice EDM music in the background because it might help you breathing. But we're going to go in... and out. And Trevor's going to continue to go in and out. And your word for today that I want you to think about is cynosure. And what this means is it's a focal point of beauty or admiration. And that's really what you are. Somewhere in your life, to somebody in your life, you are a focal point of beauty and admiration. And I want you to take that knowledge, go out and wreck the world today, at least the world around you, and make it a better place. Because you can. We believe in you. And the Morning Bean is here to support you wholeheartedly.
We're sinister of that.
That's been your meditation moment.
What have we got next? Oh, fun fact. Fact up. We're going to fact up this morning.
Woo!
This is something that's a wide misconception. And maybe you already know this because it's so widely misconceived. But bulls are not agitated by the color red. If you're wearing red, it doesn't make you any more likely to get attacked by a bull. First of all, why are you hanging out with a bull?
Yeah.
And lastly, why are you hanging out with a bull?
It's a good question.
But to further on that, bulls are colorblind. So they can only see blues and yellows.
So red is just gray.
Red is nothing to them. They don't care.
They don't even know what red is.
So it's just, you know, traditionally what the matadors use for the old majiga.
That was a fun fact.
So it's the agitation and whipping nene of the cape.
And the cattle prodding.
Yeah. Well, that helps a little bit, too. To give an extra jolt.
We always like to leave you on a high note, ladies and gentlemen. So we want to give... That was a high note. Can you do it one more time? Our high note for today, we call it the Daily Dog. It's a story about a dog named Lily found by a human named Mercedes. And it's kind of a heartbreaking, but then a very heartwarming story. She found the dog... on the streets, getting the street cred. Note on the collar read, if found, please keep me. I need a good family who loves me. She was thinking about taking it to the animal shelter, but on her way, she's calling friends and family, telling them what happens, and she realizes that she doesn't want this dog to go anywhere but home with her. So Mercedes takes home Lily. Lily now has a full-time, forever home.
No.
And now she gets to live the rest of her life as a proper dog and not on the streets.
That's just good stuff.
That's just Daily Dog. Well, we promised it was going to be around 15 minutes, and here we are.
I wonder how long it's been.
About 15 minutes.
Well, guys, as always, this is a little extra. This is free of charge.
We'll see you guys back here tomorrow, but be sure to let us know what you thought about the new format. We know you don't want knowledge. You just want to see stupid crap.
Yeah, you just want to see us eat Chipotle sauce.
Yeah, you do.
Don't you?
Throw gummy worms.
Remember, like, share, subscribe. We're on YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. But remember,
Podbean.
Oh, yeah. Podbean. But we're also not on MySpace, so don't look us up.
Never.
That's all, folks.
Peace.